is having to change your relationship at all, if it has?
I have also tried to be really open with this. I think that's the one thing people really never talk about is babies put a huge stress on your partnership and your marriage and your spouse. Just because you're one, sharing your spouse with someone else, and two, you now have someone who consumes all your time. So having time for your partner is really hard. We struggled with that with Drew, and not in like a dramatic way of
course,
we're out calling it quits, but we really struggled with feeling disconnected from each other. I didn't know who he was as a dad. He didn't know who I was as a mom. It just changes who you are. And so it's almost like you have to start the dating process over again and get to know your spouse and figure out how to have time. We were aware of that going into our son as well. And we've had our ups and downs with it, trying to like figure it out again. But I feel like we're gonna get through it faster than we did with our daughter. We're already, I think we've already hit like the little slump and we're coming back up.
That's good. Well, it's hard now too, because now it's like man-to-man defense too. So like, you know, you can't both have all your attention on one child. You know, it's kind of spread thin a little bit.
Yeah, there's really very little time for your spouse now. So we're really having to like schedule our little like talks and our dinners and just everything. But we really appreciate any time we get with each other now.
How do you feel like your postpartum journey has been easier, more difficult, or was there something that was surprising to you this time around?
I think it's been easier mentally, harder physically, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So with your first, I had no idea what to expect, but I felt like my body bounced back faster. But mentally, it was harder my first time around, just like the transition and identity, trying to figure out, you know, who I was as a mom, trying to deal with the hormones, all of that. I really struggled with that. I had some low points with just trying to figure out how to deal with it. This time around, I was so hyper aware of that happening again that I took a lot of precautions in trying to act before things got bad. So taking vitamins, having meal delivery services, having my husband talk to me and check in on me every night and be like, how are you doing? Do you need more help with anything? I just really tried to protect myself more this time around. I will say physically, a second baby is harder. Yes. Your body just kind of gets a little more loosey-goosey there. So it's going to take a little more time to get back, but I'm not too worried about that. I know we've gone through it before. Our bodies can bounce back. I'm not worried about, you know, the image side of it at all. Our bodies are miracles. So it's just been different.
I totally agree with you. And how has Phyllis Avent kind of helped you along this time around?
I mean, I have joked with them many times because this partnership couldn't be any more seamless, just because they're truly like a lifeline in my household. We use all of their products. I can vouch for every single one of them, especially when they came back with like their new products that they have. I was like, yeah, I'll preach about it because you guys have helped me so much. But because Jet is starting to bottle feed a little bit back and forth, they have these new bottles that have like the new natural nipple, which doesn't allow any milk to come out unless the baby's actually like nursing. So it's really similar. They have like their new Soothie Snuggles with like koalas on them. My daughter still uses those. She's obsessed. They're just, all of their resources, all of their products make being a mom and being a parent so much easier. And they're tried and true. You can't get any better.
Couldn't agree with you more. It's definitely helping me right now.